From Spark and Anvil and General's Tale, this is Advisor Shi, in Chapter 1 of the General's Tale cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
At the General's Tale Academy, inside the painted 3x3 square called the palace, there lived a tall, calm crane named Advisor Shi, and she never, ever left the General's side.
While the chariot swept the whole board and the cannons leapt across the river, she took only the smallest steps, one square at a time, always along the palace's diagonal lines, always staying near. She could not cross to attack. She could not roam. The palace was her whole world. "I'm Advisor Shi," she said, folding her long wings. "The advisor, sure. I step one diagonal, I never leave the palace, and I stay close to the general. The bold pieces win glory out on the board. I keep the one piece that matters most safe at home." A young player sighed, moving Shi back and forth on her two diagonal squares. "Isn't it boring? You can barely move." General Mei, the mentor, leaned in. "Watch what happens when she's gone." The student lifted Shi off the board, and at once the ebony chariot slid in, striking straight at the general with nothing to block it. "Oh," the student breathed, putting Shi back. With Shi guarding the diagonal, the chariot strike was covered. The general was safe. "She's not for charging," Mei said softly. "She's for holding. A general with no advisors is a general in danger."
Shi tilted her head. "Small steps, close to home. That's my nature. It only looks like nothing until the moment it's everything." The academy instructor asked Shi to teach a defense class. "Our students send their advisors out to attack and leave the general bare," the instructor said. "Will you teach them to keep the guard home?" Shi was glad to. When she teaches, she gives one rule. "Never march your advisor away from the general to grab a far prize. My value isn't out there. It's here, on the palace diagonals, covering the squares an attacker wants." Picture the enemy's chariot or cannon aiming at the general. Now place me on the diagonal that blocks it. That's the whole job. A student set the two advisors crossing each other on the palace lines, and the general sat snug behind them, every attacking lane covered. "It's like a little fence of crossed wings," the student said. Shi laughed, a soft trumpet. "A fence that loves what it guards. That's an advisor." After class, she stood quietly at the edge of the palace, watching the chariots and horses chase their bold adventures far across the river.
For a long time, a small sadness had perched in Shi's chest. She watched the others range the whole board, capturing, daring, free, and Shi was stuck on two diagonal squares, never crossing, never roaming. "Do I matter?" she'd wondered. "If I never go anywhere, is staying close the same as being left behind?" But standing there as a student's general came under sudden attack, and Shi's one quiet diagonal step turned the danger aside, keeping the whole game alive, the sadness eased into a warm, settled pride. She didn't need to roam to matter. The bold pieces could be bold because Shi stayed faithful and near. Her smallness wasn't a cage. It was a closeness, and the closeness was the gift. A gentle, steadfast warmth filled her, the contentment of being exactly where she was needed, and Shi settled her wings, glad to keep watch one more move.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Advisor Shi. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.